I mentioned Chad Kelly earlier in the show as a guy that is the most captivating watch in college football this year. I will probably watch every Ole Miss game that's on television this year just because of everything he brings to the table. He is the closest thing to Johnny Manziel in college football since we've had Johnny Manziel. And like Johnny Manziel, he does interesting things off the field. I touched on the fact that he got kicked out of Clemson because he accused head coach Dabo Swinney of rigging the quarterback competition in favor of Cole Stout during the spring game because he sent the punt team out on 4th and 5. Chad Kelly felt that he should have been given the opportunity 4th and 5 midfield to get that first down. And by sending out the punt team, Dabo was trying to rig it to Cole Stout. So he got bounced from Clemson for that. Then he got bounced from a nightclub in Buffalo for punching a bouncer that same offseason and then got arrested because he threatened to go back to his car and get his AK and spray the place down. That's not it. He also, Chad Kelly, is a rapper. Damn, Chad Kelly QB, repping for his team. You can hate him, you can love him, you ain't stopping your dream. That and he messages porn stars on Twitter, as Mia Khalifa outed him tonight. She is apparently a diehard Florida State fan, and she told him he should have been spending more time looking at his playbook and less time sending her messages. So Chad Kelly, no doubt, has had plenty of people making fun of him tonight, although he'll have moments this year where he will be regarded like a king in Oxford because he's a stud quarterback. He just comes with a lot of baggage and a lot of bad plays. And I was thinking about this, and I was like, man, Chad Kelly, for all of the interest, for all of the captivating TV watch factor that he brings to the table, he is still not the most interesting athlete that Ole Miss has had in the last 5 years. No, I'm not talking about the guy who saw his draft stock plummet because his stepfather took over his Twitter account and posted a picture of him taking a hit from a bong wearing a gas mask. I'm not talking about Laramie Tunsil. I'm not talking about Robert Kimdichie, who high on synthetic weed thought he was a bird and tried to fly out of a third-story window at a hotel, miraculously went unhurt, and the Cardinals, also a bird, drafted him in the first round. Not talking about that guy. How about Marshall Henderson winning the award, in my opinion, for most interesting athlete at Ole Miss in the last 5 years? Marshall Henderson was kicked off of his high school basketball team because in Mexico, he tried to buy weed from undercover police officers with counterfeit money. And here's the kicker. The coach of his high school basketball team that dismissed him from the team was his father. You can't do anything better than that. He got kicked out of Utah for punching a BYU player in a basketball game, landed at Ole Miss, ended up having a good college career, and now you can't make this up. He plays basketball in Iraq. He plays basketball in a professional league in Iraq. And I can say that having watched Marshall Henderson play live, I was in media in Myrtle Beach for a couple of years. Ole Miss came to town to play Coastal Carolina after Marshall Henderson was already infamous for being one of the best players in college basketball and also one of the most volatile. He loved the back and forth with the fans at Coastal Carolina. I mean, those kids were chanting things at him, you know, all kinds of overrated, airball whenever they could, things like that. And not only did Ole Miss end up beating Coastal Carolina, but that dude loved getting taunted. It seemed like it gave him energy, like he smiled, like he drew strength from people trying to throw negativity at him. Bizarre personality. You know, the other thing about Marshall Henderson is he had some really funky mannerisms. It kind of reminded me in a weird way of Johnny Depp's portrayal of Captain Jack Sparrow in Pirates of the Caribbean. That dude had some kind of weird, like, twitchiness and swaying about him. Charisma, too.